It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events, sports, art, entertainment topics, automotive topics, relationships. It's all here now from belowtopsecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
And a great big hidely-ho, neighbors. This is the BTS Mix Show. I'm your host, Doc Hancock.
And it's good to be back with you. I'm your co-host, Spencer Tracy. Hi, Doc. How you doing, buddy?
I'm very good, Spencer. How are you doing?
Better. Last week was like hell week for me, between my lovely bride being in the hospital and me discovering I have a strange and bizarre polyester allergy. Which we won't go into right now and how I found that out. But yeah, it was just like hell week last week, and I was unable to be here for the show. But we're back for the BTS Mix Show number 24.
Yeah, we had a little week-long hiatus. And before I forget, I wanted to give a little shout-out to Roswell One. He had actually made a request last week. We put out the show a little early because he's on his way to camp, and I don't know if he's back yet from camp, but a shout-out to Roswell One. Thanks for listening.
You bet. And thank you for listening. Don't forget that you can also download this, set us up to be a subscription on your iPod, or there's several different sites that you can pull us up on. Of course, we are the place where you deny boredom. The BTS Below Top Secret Board is what we talk about, the threads we talk about, the forums that we cover, and we cover everything on the planet, and we will probably cover a lot of that today, Doc.
That's right. Well, there's a lot of cool stuff in the news, and this is a big week, obviously. The Olympics are over officially, and America did pretty well. And, of course, they're going to sort out this whole, young Chinese gymnast situation where, I mean, what kind of trick are they trying to pull over on the international community, man? I mean, I'm sorry, but those girls look 12. They weigh, I think their average weight is like 67 pounds or something. And don't get me wrong. I mean, most gymnasts are pretty small. I think the American gymnasts are like 102 pounds or something. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous how small they are. But I mean, come on, like, who are you trying to kid? Those girls are not 16. I'm sorry.
Well, I think they felt bad about the girl they had to switch out for singing the little song at the beginning, so they let her be a gymnast instead.
Oh yeah, that poor girl, man. Oh, what a bash to one's self-esteem to get, we're going to make you sing because you have a beautiful voice, but we won't show your face because we think you're ugly. So we're going to bring in a prettier girl and have her lip sync your song. That's awesome. Great.
Yeah, thank you, China. Yeah. Could you add some lead to that while you're at it?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, and of course, a big congratulations goes out to Michael Phelps. He really tore it up out there, winning a record 8 Olympic gold medals, which is pretty outstanding. And I'm a big fan of the women's beach volleyball for a multitude of reasons, but they were amazing and they absolutely played incredibly. And it was really exciting to watch. The final was against China, of course, and they had to play on the sand in the rain, which I just can't even imagine. I mean, that's the thing to remember when you're watching that beach volleyball. You know, it's on the sand. And I don't know if you've ever tried to run around on the sand, but that's pretty difficult, especially when you're, you know, having to make split second decisions to run after, you know, balls being hit at you at, you know, lightning speed. So big kudos to them. Of course, the gymnastics team did very well. And I'd say overall, America was very successful. A few disappointments. I know the women's softball team didn't do exactly what they wanted to do. They ended up losing to Japan, actually, in an upset. They won, you know, 3 Olympic medals in a row, so that was disappointing for them. And but they took home the silver, so congratulations. And I'd say all in all, a pretty successful Olympics.
Yeah. And you know, Doc, when balls are hitting at you at lightning speed, it's always good to get out of the way.
Either that or take it right on the forehead. Oh, wait, that's a whole different situation.
That's a whole different thing. You know, I haven't quite finished the beach volleyball. I am watching it right now. I have it DVR'd, and I've been watching it in slow motion.
Yeah.
So, I can stretch out the joy. I think I'm still on the first set right now, and I'm enjoying that. I really am. Of course, the Democratic Convention going on, kicking off tonight, the night of our recording anyway. Are you going to watch it? Are you thinking about watching it? Do you think it's going to be fantastic, or do you think it's going to be a big Hollywood love fest? Is it going to be, Doc?
You know, I mean, I think there'll be a few interesting speeches. I'm interested to hear Michelle Obama's speech. I'm interested to hear, there's rumor that Ted Kennedy's going to speak, and that's interesting. So, you know, I'll pay attention to that. And of course, I want to see Barack's speech. And, And when Hillary speaks, I'd like to hear what she has to say. You know, these things, they need to do it in one night and just kind of knock it all out of the ballpark in one night. I understand they want to make this glorified, you know, media fest. You know, both the Republicans and the Democrats love to do that. So, you know, it'll be really interesting to see how it goes. And I hope it all runs smoothly. You know, there's a lot of topics on ATS right now discussing the, you know, the detention camps that they set up around the Mile High. And that's a little disturbing, to say the very least. And apparently there are already starting to have some problems with this reinstate 68 or whatever that group is that's trying to bring back the protests of 68. So that'll be very interesting, and these things always have some weird surprise and some killer speech, and you know it should be interesting. So you know I'll kind of pick and choose, and you know the rest of it's all a bunch of talking heads sitting around flapping about, you know, how they feel about politics and what they think is going to happen. And frankly, I could deal without that, thanks. I can make up my own mind about things.
Yeah, is there anyone really that's undecided at this point? I mean, if you are, you've been, come on. I mean, you should know the topics. You should know the big hot button issues by now, and you probably already made up your mind. I would like to watch outside the convention because I heard that the police and the military have some new less than lethal weapons that they'd like to try out on the crowd, and I'm really interested to see what that does. You know, you've got the active denial system that heats up body parts. You've got the acoustic denial system that you can aim like acoustic waves in a very small area. I think that's pretty cool. I would like to see the sticky stuff that they spray all over the crowd and then it makes you immobile. I think that would be a blast to watch. That terribly, for me, it's a lot more interesting than anything that goes on inside the Democratic Convention. Well, at least for me anyway.
I would agree with that full-heartedly. Anything where you can spray a group of people and they just kind of go, and they can't move, that's kind of cool. Unless you're, of course, the one getting sprayed, but, you know, hopefully.
Yeah. Then it's a pisser. You know, yeah. The whole convention's ruined for you. You're going to spend the rest of the time, you know, ripping out hair. Yeah. Okay, well, now that we've talked about the current events, let's talk about some of the forums and some of the posts on the forums. Let's jump right into relationships, one of our favorite places to be, Doc. It's the first date. Let's do it by Mr. Mysticism. Why don't you hit this one off, Doc?
Well, that sounds pretty scandalous. It's the first date. Let's do it. This comes in, as Spencer said, by Mr. Mysticism, and he says, or she, I'm not sure, but by the title, you more than likely think this is a topic of sex on the first date, but it is not. It could be that if that's what peeves you about your first date. It does me. I want to see what peeves you, makes you mad, in case you didn't know what peeve means, about what people do on the first date. I think this topic will be an educational experience for all beginners and advanced people in life. So many instances you read about what people are like and you always get the same repetitious answers. There is, in my opinion, more original bad things that people do than original good things or places to take a person. Simply, it will be amused to read what peeves people or what people have experienced on their first dates. So, let's do it. I'll start off by listing an example of my first date pet peeves. I had a date that ordered a lot of wine and was chugging it down during the complete meal. Seriously, she was on the second bottle before we were done eating. I had only one guess, but who knows how many she had, and she was constantly prepping herself with her makeup and her compact mirror. She obviously was getting pretty hammered because she couldn't even apply it properly. To top it all off, she already had makeup on. I was getting pretty peeved that she was paying more attention to her makeup pack job than to me, so I asked her, "Why are you so interested in all that makeup?" She replied, "Honey, I want to look good for you when we do it tonight." So she's all wasted putting on makeup. And
we must have gone out with the same girl. I'm kind of wondering here. Okay, go ahead.
Oh no. I couldn't believe how lame and disrespectful this chick was. I said, "Well, if you're so excited about this, then we can go ahead and leave now." I took her home and gave her a good old boot out the car. What kind of disloyal person has sex on the first date? So that is one of my pet peeves. And Spencer, any pet peeves for you on a first date? I know you're a married man, but surely you've had a few first dates.
Oh, yes. Way back when, and I've got to share that this kind of ties in with that, except it wasn't having sex with me. It was someone else on my first date. I hate when you take someone out and they have sex with someone else. But that's basically, I mean, you take somebody out, and it's very similar to this, and you find out they're going out with you to make someone else jealous, and then they run into them accidentally because they suggest where you'd like to go. This is like one of the worst first dates I ever had. And then they spent all night talking about how they were fighting and how they didn't like each other. And we're not in a relationship anymore. And then you're left there going, okay, check, please. Check, please. That's kind of a bad first date. As a dad, I would say the worst first date experience as a dad for my daughter would be if you ever pull up to my house and honk the horn for my daughter to come, I will walk outside and ask you to leave with a baseball bat. That would be a bad first date.
Yeah, that is a little disrespectful. Yeah, I'm just going to honk. I don't want to come inside. Yeah, I could see how that would be a peeve of yours for sure. I think for most reasonable parents, I think that would be a pretty big peeve.
So what do you think, Doc? What's one of your pet peeves? Have you had one of these nightmare dates?
I don't want to say all of my dates have been, you know, 100% normal and by all means, certainly not the first ones. There was this one girl I went on a date with, and I'm too nice of a guy just to, you know, like Mr. Mysticism said, you know, give her the boot out of the car. I can't do that. And I have a hard time, you know, saying, look, you know, I'm not interested in you. I don't think this is going to work. And this girl just kept staring at me, and I don't know if she wanted me to kiss her. I don't know if she just had a staring problem. Maybe she was high. I don't know. But she just kept staring at me, and I'm like, well, okay, you know, awkward. Let's figure this out and wrap this up, shall we? And it was like 10 or 15 minutes, and finally I was like, look, I think we're gonna part now and call it. And I just didn't know what to do because she just kept staring at me. So I guess that's a pet peeve of mine, just to be awkward, you know. Not, you know, I'm big into conversation, and I like having conversation with all sorts of different people. But if you don't have anything to say, particularly on a first date, you know, I'm trying to keep the ball going. I'm trying to keep it up in the air and keep the conversation going, but nothing, you know. And yeah, I'm a pretty easy guy to get along with. You know, I have no you know, real big issues as far as I'm concerned with conversation. So I guess that's something. Access Denied writes in and says the worst thing you can do is talk about your ex or exes all evening. So apparently Access Denied has had the situations where, you know, they're, oh, my ex was this and the ex did that and blah, 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 blah. Bad conversation topic, people. If you're on a first date, don't bring up your exes. Instead, definitely, if you're still with someone, don't bring them up either. That's a kind of surefire way to end the night pretty quickly.
You bet. And Ashley D. posted, bringing up the serious issues like marriage and children, very inappropriate, not to mention terrifying on the first date. I guess some people don't want to waste any time. And that, you know, that is kind of creepy. So who are you looking? What's your favorite person you like to marry? I mean, what are you looking for in a mate? Not really. No. And that's, you know, jumping, seeing someone that just kind of like, this is my date. This is my chance. And they throw everything into it. Or you have someone that is very shy and reserved and gives you absolutely nothing. Like you take them to dinner. For example, What You Know wrote, when you take a woman to dinner and all they eat is salad, that's, come on, I'm paying for dinner. Eat something. Have a nice time. Open up. Enjoy yourself. But, you know, a lot of that has to do with chemistry. And you'll know, I mean, it's kind of obvious when you hit that right person. Boy, the chemistry's there. Things click and bada boom, bada bing. It's a good thing. So I don't know. First dates are really, I mean, that's like a first impression. You can't really take that back. But you sure don't want to jump too much into it and go hog wild, but you don't want to hold back too much either, I think.
Yes, there'll be no going hog wild. That's great.
You believe marrying cousins okay? I mean, if you were my cousin, you'd marry me, right? All right, well, we're going to be leaving the family reunion now and jumping over to the next thread. By the way, if you'd like to post in that or you have some ideas or you just like to read the form, it's in relationships. It's the first date. Let's do it.
Yes. And that takes us right into breaking general news. And this story, you know, it's disgusting and it's disturbing and all the, you know, qualifications that we use to obviously discuss general breaking news here on the BTS Mix. But this one was actually kind of hit close to home. My wife, Kristen, actually is from the Pittsburgh area. And she actually forwarded me this article the other day, and I was delighted to see it on BTS because I thought it was really interesting. And the story is, it says, the state attorney general announced that a Mount Lebanon High School chemistry teacher had been caught in a child predator sting. He was doing one of those stupid things online, talking to 14-year-olds and sending all sorts of gross pictures to them and doing all this crap. And he's a teacher at a high school. Well, coincidentally, Kristen had him as a science teacher at Mount Lebanon High School. That's exactly where she's from. And she said that he was literally the world's biggest douchebag and just a real bucket of slime. And everybody hated him. And I saw a picture of the guy, and he just looks like a big old bucket of slime. I mean, he just looks like a total loser. So boo to you, Nicholas Salvo, 34, of Mount Lebanon. And stay off the internet, especially don't talk to 14-year-olds online if you're a high school teacher, for crying out loud. Use a little common sense.
Yeah, well, and this is a national epidemic. You're hearing a lot about this, and it's not necessarily exclusive to males, though. We've had, I guess, a male college teacher here that was busted for child pornography and soliciting online. But you hear about these stories of women doing this too. Women in their 20s and their 30s having sex with 14, 13-year-olds. And it's just, it's shocking. I mean, when you think you send your kid off to school, they should be safe. But it's just bizarre. And then the media parades the really good-looking teachers, the female teachers that had sex with the kids. What are you supposed to think? Why are you putting these people out there? And this poor person, you know, they're... You know, a crime is a crime. If you're doing that, it just drives me nuts. But you're seeing more of an epidemic of it, it seems, lately than you have in the last few years.
Yeah, you know, and it's real disturbing. And you'd think, you know, here I thought, you know, one of my favorite shows is To Catch a Predator on NBC. Man, that show kills me. Mm-hmm. And those guys are hilarious because they are caught. Like, at that point, you are caught, and there's nothing you can do. And you see, you know, these successful 55, 60-year-old doctors going over to these houses, and their whole lives are just ruined. And I guess selfishly, I kind of take some sort of satisfaction knowing that these guys are getting some sort of justice. But, you know, you'd think that with all this attention that's being paid to it, you know, especially this online predator thing, that people would wise up to it a little bit and not do it, you know, and not be that stupid. But apparently, you know, these pervs just can't help themselves and just have to keep going after it. So, you know, I hope you get what's coming to you, Nicholas Salvo of Mount Lebanon, because from what I understand, I have firsthand account that you are a douchebag. So may ye rot behind bars for a good while.
Yes, and you're alleged whatever you did allegedly. Yes, even though you're a douchebag, yes. Mr. Mysticism Post, I didn't hear about that, but I heard about a California high school principal caught running two brothels. What? Really? Two brothels? And yeah, I actually heard about this story too in the news, and you're sitting there going, well, you know, I guess that's extracurricular activity for the principal? I don't know. But yeah. Crazy stuff. If you have something you'd like to post, though, feel free to do it. It's in the breaking general news. High school teacher busted in online sex ring. To a happier subject, though, to enjoy it, the music. What's your favorite live concert? Doc, do you have one in mind that just kind of flashes before your eyes?
Oh, man. You know what? 2 weeks ago, I have a little bit of a connection, and I was able to secure two VIP tickets. We were in the seventh row to the Stone Temple Pilots concert at Jones Beach. And
sweet.
Jones Beach is this great outdoor amphitheater here in New York, and it's out on Long Island. It's right on the ocean, and it was absolutely incredible. And Stone Temple Pilots, one of my favorite bands. I love them. I saw them back in 98, and I was a big fan then, and it was just great to see him again. And man, Scott Weiland, the lead singer, just puts on a really, really great show. I think the drugs and the drinking and being a rock star have certainly taken their toll, because he was looking a little tired and kind of had to take breaks in between songs. But overall, man, it was a real, real spectacle and a real great show. So I would definitely have to say Stone Temple Pilots. You?
Showing my age, I remember some of the ones that I went to as a kid. I mean, everything from Sammy Hagar to Van Halen's 1984 tour to where David Lee Roth was so drunk on the stage with a bottle of Jack Daniels. It was hilarious at that point, but a little sad. But, you know, it was Van Halen. Who cared? It was a great show. Then got to see Night Ranger, which was a lot of fun. I was like right up on the stage with Night Ranger. I like Tommy Shaw and the guys from Styx. Got to see Styx, REO Speedwagon in concert.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, just some great, great shows. Even got to see Aldo Nova in concert, though he was a bit of a douchebag. Cheap Trick was great.
Ironically, back in 98 when I saw Stone Temple Pilots, Cheap Trick opened up for them.
Really?
And they were a gas, man. I had a great time. They were really fun. You know, their gimmick is they bring out a new guitar for every song, and you know, by the end this guy's playing a four-necked, you know, Fender, and it was just ridiculous. It was unbelievable.
It was great. I'm trying to remember the guy from Cheap Trick who had the bald head. Who was that guy? Do you remember? Anyway, we used to work for a rock station way back when, and they came in early and decided it would be really cool to play one of West Texas' golf courses. And we had several pretty good golf courses. This is back during the first boom, or one of the first booms, in the 80s, early 80s, late 70s. And I remember hearing stories about the jocks that got to go out and play golf with them, and that they would, they had bathrooms along the way, but they were drinking so much beer and drinking so much that they would just whoop it out right there on the green and take a whiz, no matter who was around. So that was kind of enjoyable, kind of a mental image that burned into my mind as a young man. I think I'd like to go see, I wish I could have seen Boston in concert. But I heard they got a new lead singer that's as good as Brad Delp. So that'll be interesting. I'd like to see the Eagles in concert.
You may still have your chance.
The Eagles, adding more dates. I'd like to see the Eagles in concert before I die. I have never seen them in concert, and I'm a huge Eagles fan. So that's somebody I'd like to see in concert. Anybody else you'd like to put on your to-do list?
Well, Black Ops writes in, Black Ops 719 writes in, the best concert I've ever been to was the Pink Floyd Pulse Tour. And man, that would have been something to see. I would have loved to have seen Pink Floyd in concert. I bet that would have been a pretty wild time. I'd like to see Clapton in concert. I'm a big Eric Clapton fan, and I'm really trying to teach myself to play the guitar right now. So I'm just infatuated, you know, with his talent and what he can do with a guitar, and it just blows my mind. So he's a big inspiration. I recently saw Counting Crows in concert, and I hadn't seen, I really hadn't listened to their music in a long time, and they were really good. They were awesome, as a matter of fact, and put on a great show. So some great acts out there, really good stuff.
AC/DC, I'd like to see them in concert. They're going to go back on tour. And of course, my favorite, I've got to see Rick Astley in concert. Never gonna give you up. Never. No, I'm just BSing you there. No, not really.
Yeah. Ooh, Arkansas. That would be a for Billy Joel concert. Billy Joel, fine show. So I've been told, when he's not drinking and driving into people's living rooms.
Everybody's got to have a hobby, right?
That's right. Oh, the Police just finished up their tour as well. And some friends of mine went to go see their second to last show. They closed out at Madison Square Garden, and they said that they just sounded amazing. That Sting just absolutely sounds great still. And I mean, face it, the guy takes really good care of himself. He's all into the yoga and the tantric and the, you know, and really big into that. And they said his voice is still, you know, it's even better than it was, you know, back in when they were all together. So that would have been a cool show to see.
I think if you've got something to post, please post it in this forum and let us know what was your favorite concert, or, you know, who would you like to see in concert. We'll be back with more of the BTS Mix right after this.
Being part of the revolution is easy. Star, flag, and dig the mother. Whether you find a great topic or really enjoy one of our podcasts, you can make it even better by taking the time to show your appreciation and applause by giving the material a star, then flag, and finally a dig. This will draw attention to the thread or podcast, and by doing so, you're making a difference and improving the ATS, BTS, and Above Politics experience. So remember, when you find a great thread or podcast, star, flag, and dig the mother. Thanks for being part of the revolution from your friends at the Above Networks, LLC.
What I say, the American people will believe. And you know why? Because I'll have a very big microphone in front of me.
That's what we like about this show. We have big mics. I am Spencer Tracy. with the BTS Mix Show.
My microphone is bigger than yours, and I'm Doc Hancock, and it is a pleasure to be with you on this lovely evening.
Yes, or if you happen to be listening to this early morning, like some of our listeners do, hey, it's good to have you along with us. Hey, don't forget, by the way, there are a lot of different areas on BelowTopSecret.com. We have music forums. We have places where you can upload your music, amateur forums for podcasting. We've got some of our folks that like to podcast and put out their own shows. I heard one from Asala and some of her folks that did one. I thought it was really cute. So if you have some things, different creative outlets, don't worry. We have a bunch of them, and they're right here at BelowTopSecret.com. Just log on and deny boredom, right, Doc?
That's absolutely right. And that actually just reminded me. No offense, Chisler, I wasn't trying to blow you off, but one of the forum moderators here, Chisler, brought up the idea of maybe having like a kind of a podcast competition, and we can air one or two of the favorites, every other week or whatever. So maybe we'll look into that. I think that'd be a lot of fun. So, if anybody's interested in that, shoot me a UTU or shoot Spencer a UTU, and maybe we'll start coordinating, give some points out, make a little competition out of it, a little friendly competition. That wouldn't be too bad.
We'd love to have you visit with us on the show about anything on the forums. It's kind of one of our ways to connect with you, because that's what we do it for. We talk about the forums, we talk about you, and we like your input on a lot of the things that we do. All right, this is one that caught my eye as well as Doc's in the Breaking General News Forum. Giant inflatable dog poo wreaks havoc.
Oh, man. ATS is full of, really great, predictions and conspiracy theories and, asteroids are coming 2012, all this other stuff about, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fragile earth. And could you imagine being taken out by a giant inflatable dog turd? That, of all the ways that I could think of going out, that would probably be at the absolute bottom of the list. Here lies Doc Hancock taken out by a big turd. apparently this comes from The Australian, an online newspaper from Australia, I would assume. And it says a giant inflatable dog turd by American artist Paul McCarthy blew away from an exhibition in the garden of a Swiss museum, bringing down a power line and breaking a window before it landed again. So I'm just picturing this giant dog turd floating around just wrecking things. And Shere Khan, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, writes this in and says, well, where to start? Firstly, someone thought that a giant inflatable turd was art. Secondly, a museum chose to display it in their garden. Then it went rampaging and caused damage. I think I would have been quite scared to see a giant dog turd heading for me. And I think second that opinion, that if I saw a giant turd flying through the air and hurtling towards me, I'd probably create something similar to throw right back at it.
There
that
you
would
go.
Be pretty intense.
Well, Jimison had a great opinion on this, and it's probably what I would have thought. OMG, I wonder if that's what you call a storm. That would be the most bizarre experience, a dog turd the size of a house flying around. Crazy. Great find. Thanks for sharing and making me laugh.
And what you know writes in, I'm just glad it didn't have hit a giant fan somewhere. If it had, we'd all be in big trouble. I could see the end of the world survival enthusiasts running for the hills because of the report. Yeah, that would be the ultimate metaphor, I think. So thank goodness there wasn't a giant inflatable fan laying around. That could have been messy.
All right, so if you'd like to check out this thread and check out the giant inflatable dog turd, please feel free to hit the Breaking General News Forum, giant inflatable dog poo wreaks havoc. All right, let's run over to another one that's kind of an interesting thread, Doc. It's in the Breaking General News. Over 200,000 pounds of Hot Pockets recalled. What's this?
Nestle Prepared Foods Company is recalling about 215,660 pounds of frozen stuffed pepperoni pizza sandwich products known as Hot Pockets pepperoni pizza because the product might contain small pieces of hard red plastic and other foreign material, which could pose a risk or serious injury to consumers. Yeah, I think the more disturbing thing to me is that in the world collectively, there exists 200,000 pounds of Hot Pocket laying around. That's more disturbing to me than the fact that there might be little red plastic bits in there. I think the red plastic bits are probably the least harmful thing in a hot pocket. So, yeah, that's really kind of interesting. And so consumers out there, Wolf241E posts this. And if you have pepperoni pizza hot pockets, throw them away. And hell, if you have regular hot pockets, throw those away too, because they're nasty.
what always bothered me about this, Doc, was the fact that they would call it a hot pocket. You know, that has so many connotations to it. A hot pocket. Would you like my hot pocket? There's pepperoni in my hot pocket. Basically, the red stuff that's in there is a little rubber flexible light material that may have splintered off from a testing device. Okay, so we're shoving a red plastic thing into our hot pocket to test it?
I don't think it was to test it. It was probably there to kill the hot pocket if it went on a rampage, similar to the large inflatable dog turd. You know, I think those hot pockets can sometimes get up and move around on their own. So maybe they're afraid, you know, if one starts to get rowdy, they got to slap it down, put it back in its place, you know, package it, send it out to the consumers.
All right.
I personally prefer warm pockets. That's where my mind's at. I'd like a warm pocket.
And hence, we immediately flash to American Pie, which is not the subject of the BTS Mix screen test, which we will do in just a minute. But first, before we get to the BTS Mix screen test, let's jump over and visit Jedi Miller in his special little world. Jedi Miller is one of the most interesting people. I can say that, can't I? One of the most interesting people that I find on Below Top Secret. I enjoy him. He is obviously a Star Wars fan, and obviously from his logo, a big Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull fan. And matter of fact, you could even win a date with Jedi Miller, though I don't know if anyone has actually done that. This one is posted in Travel, Jedi Miller's Comic-Con 08 report, which I'm thinking is pretty cool because I didn't get a chance to make it to Comic-Con this year. I would love to go sometime. Doc, have you ever been to Comic-Con?
No, but man, I'm looking through some of his pictures on his Facebook profile, and there are some hot chicks at Comic-Con. Maybe I should head out next year.
Yeah, like the Battlestar Galactica chicks, which I'm trying to get on the show. I'm trying to get an interview with Number 6. Yeah, the cool, sexy Cylon babes. Still working on that. I think they're doing something like another pilot or something. But anyway, we're working on that. We're going to try to have them on the show. But yeah, you can meet all kinds of sexy chicks there and a lot of not so sexy guys. I don't know.
Now, what are you talking about? Jedi Miller's a total stud. What are you talking about? Ladies, he's got a forum up. You can win a date with him. I think first place is you get to sit in his Star Wars room with him and watch Return of the Jedi or something. So by all means, hop on there and win a date with Jedi Miller, for sure. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, we're going to give you a star and a flag. I'm going to do it right now, Jedi Miller, because of the fact, first of all, that you actually went to Comic-Con, which I think is extremely cool. Second, that you posted that you went to Comic-Con. And third, that you have pictures. So I'm flagging you right now, and I am now starring you also. Thank you, Jedi Miller, for and read the report. It's really good. And check out the pictures from Jedi Miller's Comic-Con report. All right, Doc, are you ready?
I am ready.
It's time for the BTS Mix screen test. And this one's going to be a little tough, but I'm going to let you assign a point value to this, Doc.
Why don't we be crazy and go with 5,500 BTS Mix points?
All right, here we go with the question. He and his daughter were the first father-daughter couple to be Oscar-nominated the same year. He was also good friends with Jimmy Stewart. Their friendship was almost destroyed by a political disagreement. They came back together and decided never talk politics again. And he was a good friend of John Wayne. Can you name this Hollywood icon? If you can, it's worth 5,500 BTS Mix points.
Man, James Stewart. Oh, good old Jimmy Stewart. Mary, kids. Oh, Campbell Soup. Yeah. Oh, Jimmy Stewart. Yeah, pretty good. All right. Love him. Gotta love him.
Hey, by the way, it is Sean Connery's birthday this week, so can you do like a Sean Connery for me?
Sean Connery. Yes. I'll tell you what, Spencer. If you'd like to wish me a happy birthday, why don't you hop out of a birthday cake? That's pretty bad. I'm sorry. I'll...
Hey, man, I was getting excited there. Cool. All right, well, that's
you dirty old man. And on that note, I think it's just about time for us to wrap up. I don't know about you, Spencer, but I've had a good time this show.
I have had a fantastic time, and I will be staying away from polyester in the next week.
And I will be staying away from Hot Pockets, and we'll all be one big happy family.
Well, that does it for this week's BTS Mix Show. It's good to be back. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. Be good to one another.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network LLC or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.
Okay, I am going to pull up and ask you a question for the BTS Mix screen test. And I just erased it. Okay, hang on. My week has been like this. It's been crap.
It's been a bunch of crap.
Yep.
Crap, crap, crap.
I guess I could make it really easy. And who said, if it's not Scottish, it's crap?
Who said it? Crap.
Do you know who said that?
It's not Scottish. Crap?
No.
What?
It's Patrick Stewart. If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
Patrick Stewart. Yeah. What a fine actor.